Salams and welcome to another episode of the Artistic Foodies, a special Ramadan episode. My name is Abbas.
And I'm Irfan.
And today we are bringing you something super special.
Yeah, so today we're going to go back to Ramadan 2020 and when we recorded a bunch of quarantine cooking videos during the height of the pandemic. So we're still in a endemic situation with COVID. Things are starting to get back to normal, alhamdulillah. But still, you know, we're not totally out of the woods yet. So people are still, you know, trying to avoid big crowds and they're still spending time at home a lot. So we wanted to share some of our other recipes that we recorded. And I think you guys are going to enjoy this. So we're going to be sharing three recipes with you today. The first one is shorba. And then we have the popular pakora for iftar. And then we top it off with some dessert with two different types of kulfi.
Let's check it out.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Quarantine Cooking with Halal Fest. My name is Abbas Muhammad, and today we're going to be making a Ramadan classic. I grew up in Saudi Arabia, and every day for iftar we would have shorba. Shorba is an amazing soup. It's a chickeny soup and it's got oats in it, and it is just an instant classic. You're gonna fall in love. With five easy steps, you two are gonna be able to make this in no time. Step one, I'm gonna add a couple tablespoons of oil and then one small onion diced in a chopper. Then I'm going to add 1 teaspoon each of garlic and ginger paste. Step two, once the onions have cooked a little bit and become translucent, we're gonna add 2 tablespoons of tomato paste and 3 finely chopped tomatoes. Step three, now we're gonna add 2 teaspoons of salt, 1 teaspoon red chili powder, 1 teaspoon ground cumin, 1.5 teaspoon coarsely ground dried coriander seeds, 2 whole cloves, 1 stick of cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric. Step four, add 1 pound of boneless chicken and cook until bund. Now remember from last time, bund means when the oil starts to separate out. Step five, now that the spices and the tomatoes have cooked a little bit, we're gonna add 1/2 cup of oats and 2 liters of water. Now the oats that I'm using here are the steel cut oats, but you can very easily use porridge oats, Quaker oats, those cook a lot faster. If you're using those, use 1.5 cups of oats, but if you're doing steel cut oats, these are gonna expand in size when we cook, so I'm only gonna use 1/2 cup. Now that we've added the water and the oats, we're gonna let this cook uncovered on medium high heat for about 1/2 hour, and then we'll come back and check on it. Now that the soup is cooked and it has all finally come together, add in the juice of 1 lemon, mix it all up, and it's ready to serve. Now I like to garnish it with a little bit of shorba salad, as well as some freshly cracked black pepper and a little bit of diced cilantro. It is so good, well spiced and seasoned, and the salad brings a very refreshing coolness to it. Perfect for opening your fast. Now I'm gonna teach you how to make a very special salad. This is a salad that we eat with shorba. Some people like it on the side, but I'll dump mine right in. Now it's very easy. Step one, take a carrot and a cucumber, peel it and dice it until it's tiny cubes. Then do the same with a tomato. Mix all that together. Then dice up some cilantro, really finely chopped, just like this. Then mix that in as well. Finally, this is where you can use your creativity. Cut up a lemon into wedges, and then use those wedges to decorate your shorba salad. Now, try this at home for your own iftar, and if you do, post it and tag us at Halal Fest. Now, same with the samosa, same with the faluda, and the same with the stuffed dates that I've done on this channel before. I want to remind you that these recipes, they're a little bit fun to play with. So experiment with this and make this completely your own. As long as you understand the basic concept of this recipe, I'm sure that whatever you cook is going to be amazing. Now, pakoras, much like samosas, are traditional iftari food, and I absolutely love opening my fast with a little bit of fried food. But anyways, let's get to it. It's a very simple and straightforward recipe with just a few steps. Step one, prep the veggies. So for this one, what I'm going to do is slice up some onion. I'm going to cut up one large potato into French fries. I'm gonna cut up one large eggplant. I am going to half a bunch of cilantro, as well as 1.5 cups of spinach and 2 inches of ginger, finely chopped like this. Step two, now I'm gonna mix all of my dry ingredients together. This includes 1.5 cup of besan, also known as chickpea flour, 2 teaspoons of salt, 2 teaspoons of red chili powder, 2 teaspoons of coriander seeds, 1 teaspoon of whole cumin, ground up in your hands like this, and 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 4 tablespoons of cornstarch. I'm gonna mix all the dry ingredients together and then set it aside. Step three. Now I'm gonna mix up all of my vegetables, my dry ingredients, 2 teaspoons of garlic paste, and 3 tablespoons of oil. Now don't forget, this is supposed to be fun. So let's get a little bit messy and get in there with our hands to mix it all up. Step four. As you're mixing it by hand, add a little bit of water, just a little bit at a time, until you get a thick paste, like this. Step five, now that the pakora mixture is ready, I'm gonna make sure that I have oil heated up to 350 degrees and start putting in small, clumped up handfuls of my pakora mixture. Now that they're in the fryer, we're gonna let this deep fry for about 10 to 15 minutes, making sure to check on it, stirring it around to make sure it doesn't clump together in one big giant pakora, and also turning it after about 5 to 6 minutes. In about 10 to 15 minutes, this will be golden brown, and when it's just looking perfect, you're gonna take it out. Step six. Once the pakoras are golden brown and ready to take out, take them out into a setup like this. Shout out to my sister-in-law for this great idea. This is gonna capture all of the oil using the help of gravity, and I've lined it with paper towel here as well. Then once this has drained a little bit, I'm gonna take it out on a baking tray lined with paper towel so that it can cool down a little bit. Pakora banana hum. Pakora banana hum. Pakore. Now you can have this with whatever chutneys and sauces and chutneys that you want. This is one of my favorite chutneys. It's a tomato-based chutney. It's a little bit tart and a little bit sweet. It's called ketchup. Coming a little closer, I want you to hear this crunch. It's crunchy, it's crispy, and it's all vegetables, so technically, it's a salad. Well, I hope you enjoy your deep-fried salad, aka pakora. Don't forget to make it your own with your own seasonings if you want to move it around. You can add a lot of different other vegetables like broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage. Really, make it your own. And again, as always, it has been so much fun hosting you with another episode of Quarantine Cooking. And if you do cook this, please post a picture and a video and tag us at Halal Fest. Enjoy.
All right, thanks very much, Abbas, for that recipe of pakoras. This is one of my favorite things to eat at iftar. And, you know, I know a lot of people nowadays try to avoid the fried foods and the not-so-healthy foods. But, you know, it's Ramadan. It's fasting the whole day. You got to have a little bit of treat with some nice, tasty fried foods, you know. So that's one of the things which my family, we try to make together as a family, you know, with the samosas and pakoras and things like that. So it's a fun time for the family to get together and enjoy. And also my kids, now they're, you know, getting into cooking and stuff, especially my older son, Mustafa. And he's been watching all the Halal Fest quarantine cooking episodes on YouTube. And he's memorized Abbas's lines on every single one almost. So it's pretty crazy. But now we're going to get into the popular item of kulfi, which is similar to ice cream, desi style ice cream kind of thing. Very good. We got two different versions. So check it out. Enjoy. And also you can watch the full videos on the Halal Fest YouTube page as well if you want to see the visuals of this.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this special episode. It's been amazing to share this with you. And I really hope that you guys try out these recipes and let us know how it goes. So without further ado, here's the kulfi recipes, and we'll see you next time.
Today we're going to be making something so sweet, so delicious, you're going to fall in love over and over and over again. What is that? Kulfi. In fact, this is so easy, I'm just going to step it up a little bit of a notch and make two kinds of kulfi today. Mango kulfi and kulfi malai. Well, let's get to it. To the crushed white bread, which we also call double roti back in Pakistan, I'm going to add some evaporated milk, sweetened condensed milk. I'm also going to add 1 pint of heavy whipping cream to that mixture. Mix it all together, and this is the base for kulfi. We're going to put half of it into a pot to make kulfi malai, and the other half we'll set aside to make mango kulfi. Step 2. For kulfi malai, I took out 3 cups of the mixture that we made in step 1. I'm bringing it to a low boil, and I'm adding in 1/2 teaspoon of cardamom powder and 3 pinches of saffron. As you're bringing the milk to a boil, be sure to continue stirring it because you don't want the milk at the bottom to burn. Once it's at a boil, set it aside to cool. Now when you're chopping your nuts, you can keep your nuts around the same size that you prefer them. I prefer mine to be a little bit on the smaller side. The last thing you want to do when you're giving someone a dessert is have them choke on your nuts. Step 3. Now that the mixture has cooled down a little bit, I'm gonna line my pan with the crushed nuts, pour the kulfi mixture on top, and then top it off with a few more nuts, and then pop it into the freezer for about 5 to 8 hours. Step 4. Now we've got our first batch of kulfi in the freezer, we're gonna make the mango kulfi. Super easy. You know that mixture that we set aside earlier on? All we're gonna do is add 1 cup of mango pulp. This is called KSR mango pulp. It is sweetened, and you can get it from any Indian store in your area, in your neighborhood, KSR mango pulp. So mix in 1 cup of mango pulp. And once the mango pulp is fully mixed in, line a tray with your nuts, pour the kulfi mixture with the mango pulp, and then cover it with a few more of your nuts. Then, this is gonna go into the freezer as well, in about 5 to 8 hours. Step 5, and my final favorite step. You know me, I love the last step, because that's when we get to try it. So let's head over to the freezer. I'm so excited to dig in. So we've got our mango kulfi, we've got our regular kulfi. Let's cut up some slices and see how it is. So I've got a slice of the regular kulfi and the mango kulfi. Which one should I try first? I think I'll try the regular kulfi. I'm so glad that we added the cardamom. It really adds a wonderful layer to it. And if you look closely, see the saffron in there? Isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful? We're gonna have another bite. Okay, now let's spice things up with the mango kulfi. Wow, okay, no exaggeration. This just blows the other one out of the water. It's so much sweeter, it's so delicious. And mango is a fruit, so it's healthier. Now, just because it's the season of Eid, we're feeling a little generous here at Halal Fest. Little bonus video for you, mango falooda. Now, I'm sure you've already seen my previous falooda video. This is very similar, except we're adding some elements of mango. The main difference instead of ice cream that we added in the falooda, we're going to be adding in mango kulfi. Now hopefully you can take everything that I've taught you during this quarantine, make a wonderful, delicious thing. Listen, you boys better put this on your bio data, okay? Let's prove to the world that Muslim men can be good at cooking. My name's Abbas Muhammad. It has been such an honor to have Halal Fest sponsor me to do these videos, and I've had so much fun on camera with you guys and cooking with you guys, and I hope that you make what I've made. Post a picture, tag us at Halal Fest. I'd love to see what you come up with.